All right, thanks very much. It's 8:40 here on the program. Well, the miracle, the medical marijuana law did not pass when it was voted on by the voters of Florida back in November. But there was a law that was passed by the legislature involving something called Charlotte's Web, which is a marijuana-based product that has the active ingredient removed that helps a lot of kids who have seizures. And it's been used around the country in a lot of different places. And now there's some questions about that law and whether it'll be implemented when it was supposed to be implemented here in the state of Florida. Here to talk about it is attorney Jason Sittel with Gray Robinson, the Registered Products Practice Group. Good morning to you. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jimmy. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah, Jason. Can you explain this to me, Jason? I'm a little confused by it all. It seems like this was a no-brainer, that it's an important thing that will help a lot of kids.
I think you're right, and the law did pass with nearly unanimous support and bipartisan support. It passed 30-9 in the Senate and 111-7 in the House. So it passed the legislature on May 6th, and the Governor Scott signed the bill into law on June 16th. So what it does, it authorizes a non-euphoric strain of cannabis that's low in THC, which is the psychoactive component of marijuana,
right,
and high in CBD, which is another cannabinoid that's been shown to treat seizures and other intractable seizure disorders or severe muscle spasms.
So it's not going to get the kids high, but it is going to help them with their seizures.
That's correct, and it's not limited only to children, although that's commonly what it's used for.
Right.
It's popularly called Charlotte's Web. The namesake of Charlotte's Web is a little girl named Charlotte Fiji suffered from this debilitating and rare form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. And a form of marijuana, a particular strain, was designed that's low in THC and high in CBD, and it was shown to be effective in treating her epileptic seizures. So that's why it's called Charlotte's Web. It's a particular strain. The law doesn't necessarily require Charlotte's Web to be used, but Charlotte's Web is a type of strain that satisfies the legal criteria for low THC.
Right.
And it can treat adults as well with seizure disorders.
Right. So what's the problem here in the state of Florida? If it was bipartisan support, signed into law by the governor, where is the holdup here with this?
The holdup is in the administrative rulemaking process. So the way our legal system works is there's three branches. We have the legislative branch that passes laws, the executive branch that implements laws, and the judicial branch which interprets the laws.
Right.
There's also a hidden so-called fourth branch of government, and it's the administrative branch. Basically, because of our large system of bureaucratic governance, it's impossible for the legislature to basically create and implement laws that touch on every single area of commerce. So what the legislature does is delegates authority to administrative agencies, and these agencies are tasked with creating rules to implement the law.
All right. So for example, we've got to grow the marijuana to be able to create this, correct?
Correct. So right now the Department of Health is the administrative agency that's tasked with regulating this industry.
Right.
They've created what's called the Office of Compassionate Use, and that agency has been going through the rulemaking process to create the structure, the regulatory framework to license dispensing organizations to cultivate, grow, manufacture, and then distribute this product to qualifying patients.
Right.
So through the rulemaking process, there's an open forum where the agency will have public forums and workshops, and they'll issue drafts of the rules, and they've been doing this over the past several months.
Right.
The problem is that what the proposed rules did was authorize a lottery system where eligible nurseries could apply through a lottery system to obtain a license to be a dispensing organization.
To grow?
To grow
and then dispense?
Correct.
Okay.
What happened was that there were a few nurseries that were upset with this procedure because it was based on a random lottery rather than a merit selection process.
Mm.
So administrative law authorizes parties that are affected by proposed rules, negatively affected, to challenge these rules. And these nurseries challenge the rules through the legal system. And what happened was that the administrative law judge invalidated the proposed rules.
Oh. So in other words,
starting back basically from square one.
Yeah, those kids be damned. There's money at stake, basically, is what it sounds like it comes down to me. How do we resolve this thing? How do we put pressure on folks to do the right thing and get this done?
Well, the Department of Health is now going to have a public hearing on December 30th. It's an open forum, so if people are interested in you know, pushing the department to get rules issued, they can attend this hearing. It's in Tallahassee. It's an open public forum. And once that once the hearing takes place, the department will be able to, you know, issue another round of rulemaking, and hopefully this next round, based on the administrative law judge's order that invalidated the proposed rules,
right,
lays out a framework for what the rules should be.
Wow.
That would be permitted.
Right, that's the way to finish it up. Okay, look, all right, we get it. So it's basically it's all the bureaucracy that's holding this thing up, and this meeting this hearing on December the 30th could resolve the issue. Let's hope it does. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us, Jason, this morning and explaining it to us. It's an interesting case, and we're going to continue to follow it. Thank you.
Excellent. My pleasure.
All right, Jason Tittell. So there you go. The hell with the kids, right? Now, here's the thing. Some of these kids, like this Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're non-functional because they're provided with so many. Some are having literally hundreds of seizures a day. So they're being provided with heavy-duty pharmaceuticals as opposed to this natural product.
Correct.
Which doesn't get them high but lets them function.
Right.
And we've got a bunch of nimrods in Tallahassee stopping this from happening. Boy, oh boy, it makes you nuts, doesn't it?
Oh, especially if you're the parent.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
I told you that the Sanjay Gupta special, Weed on CNN.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what a difference in this girl that her family moved to Denver so she could be closer to Charlotte's Web to have the access.
Right.
There's no THC component. She puts it under her tongue. She was catatonic, and now she's in therapy. She's talking. She's walking.
Right.
I mean, it's like a different girl.
But you got this one. It comes down to money.
It's all about money.
These are all these dispensaries mm-hmm. that want to grow and dispense, and they're going to do a lottery to be a random element.
Right.
It's got to be merit-based. Figure it out and get it done.
Right. Yeah. Some of these people say, wait, I want my opportunity to make some money. We can't do this.
Pinheads. Yeah. It's 8:48. Here's the winner.